The UK has a litter problem. With over 2 million pieces dropped every single day, it's not just bad for the planet, it's an eyesore as well. Something of which the people of Liverpool are well aware.
It just makes the place look a bit rubbish, really, I know, pardon the pun.
I don't understand why. Like, over there, there's litter, and it's right next to a bin.
What role do you think our authorities have?
Probably increasing funding for services, which has been lacking. It's been going the opposite direction. They're taking more and more money away.
People need to have, like, a little bit of community spirit about these things. That's always been at the heart of Britain anyway, conserving our nature for future generations.
You know, I think it's a problem a lot of us are becoming aware of, but we don't have to wait for somebody else to do something about it. We can get involved. Meet the Penny Lane Wombles, a litter-picking group that was set up last year. Alex Cunningham has been a member since the beginning. Tell me a little bit, Alex, about how this started.
So the group started about in April of last year by a lady called Kath. She was just noticing all of the litter that was around and getting frustrated by it. And her boss bought her a litter picker. And so she started going out at night, a bit in secret, and then she put a post on one of the local Facebook groups asking if anyone else wanted to join her. And from there, the group was born.
Kath's post was in April 2022, and today there are over 100 members.
Our group has grown purely through word of mouth and through people, you know, seeing other people out visibly litter picking and wanting to be part of that solution. It's really made a significant difference to how much litter there is on the street.
How strict do you have to be with them?
Our group is strict because we want people to be actively participating. All we ask is one photo every 3 months of a full bin bag that you've picked, or of a before and after shot of a road that you've cleaned.
It's time for me to get wombling, so I'm meeting some of the group just a few streets over. They are a lively bunch.
Right.
Leave a bit.
It's not a competition.
Leave a bit.
What am I saying?
There's nothing. Oh, look, there's a butt there.
Yeah.
I have to make do with that. I'm concentrating on the smaller stuff like fag ends and things like that, which require very fine muscle.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Dexterity. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh! It wasn't going to defeat me. It's a big job, but litter-picking pros Jill and Jean are dedicated to the cause. Could we call this a movement?
A rubbish movement.
A rubbish movement. Yeah. It feels like there's more to this than just picking up bits of rubbish.
You're right.
It's a community pride.
Right.
I think as the group has grown and people are used to seeing more of us.
People know who we are
now. People know who we are now.
That's probably encouraged more people to join.
I am beginning to realise this has as much to do with camaraderie and community as clean streets.
Well, these are the guys you want to thank, they do it regularly.
Right. You're welcome.
Come and join us anytime.
You can tell they've been ahead of me because it's absolute. This is clean as anything. Keeping the property prices up for you. It's a estate agent. According to Keen Womble Merrill, the appeal is very simple.
Wombling makes you feel good.
Wombling makes you feel good. It was so funny, I was picking up some crisp packets out, just like this, out of somebody's front garden, and the door opened, and I thought, oh, no, oh, that was actually, that's her property, but she was saying thank you very much.
No, and she get said, that loads.
A few, really, do you?
Yeah, absolutely loads.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing I like about it is it's people come up to you and say thank you, and it gives you that opportunity to engage in a conversation with someone, and they're then inspired to move on and do the same sort of things.
And it's not just happening in Liverpool. Director of Communications at Keep Britain Tidy, Helen Bingham, sees litter-picking groups springing up across the UK.
Oh, it's incredibly popular now. There aren't litter-picking groups in pretty much, I would say, every town and village in the country. And if people want to find out, then go on social media in the first case. And if you can't find one, get in touch with our Litter Heroes Facebook group, which is open. Anybody can join it. And you'll find people on there who are litter-picking.
The benefits of litter picking are clear, and here they start young, inspiring the next generation of pickers.
Bit of a competition sometimes in our house, you can get the fullest bag.
7-year-old Poppy is here with mum Claire and is one of the Penny Lane Wombles' newest members. Do you enjoy litter picking?
Yeah.
What is it about it that you like?
It'll just keep the wildlife safe and area tidy.
Yeah. And can you see the difference when you've been down a street?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel when
I feel happy and, like, really proud of myself.
It's quite addictive, this is. Just a bit more, then I'll call it quits. So many fag ends. What a day.
What a day. How did you find it?
I've loved it. Yeah. It's been great. Plus, I also know that somebody here recently bought a waistcoat and two ties.
Mm-hmm.
I should be looking out for them as I walk down the street. Thank you so much for today, Alex.
Thank you for coming.
Happy wombling.
And to you.
What I love about this movement is that no permission was asked or given. We just got on with it. It's a wombling revolution, and you can be part of it.